the best student in the class. I was okay, I was good, but I had a hard time memorizing the stuff, so I kept asking why they don't, some things do not make sense. I couldn't learn that very easily, so I was looking for patterns in everything, even literature, to help me learn them. And that maybe was pretty much, I could say, got me interested more into the courses or topics that had more logic behind them than those that needed more memorizing. Somehow as a child, I was always very interested in solving puzzles. Like, I was amazed with how things get solved, and that got me interested in mathematics, top mathematical topics. And it seemed like math is kind of a word that there is always a legitimate answer to the question why. You can always see the logics. And that's how I got interested in mathematics. But to be honest, at first, I wasn't really that much into other topics in science, such as physics. I found it very hard. It seemed like for every single situation, I need to memorize a different formula. If you're throwing a ball, if the elevator going up, if you're pulling something on the floor, everything seemed to be different formula, and I couldn't understand why, what is going on. But after a few years, like, I guess I had better teacher, or I started to learn it more. I realized that, oh, it seems like there is a very simple logic behind every of single one of these situations. So if I learn that simple thing, I'd be able to solve everything. Science, to me, is as if we live in this big puzzle, which is nature, and you look around and there are different pieces of this puzzle, and you're just, it's just so natural, you're tempted to find which piece goes to which other one, how can you put it together. And it just gives you this sense of satisfaction as you figure these things out, and makes you motivated to follow and to find the next thing and so on, and keeps you moving and moving, and gives you a sense of purpose in doing that. One thing is that just we look around ourselves. Everything we have today in technology, if we can have a heart transplant, if we can phone somebody, if we have a train, there was somebody at some point in time who was curious about some scientific questions and was willing to pursue that curiosity and to look into it and see how does things work. Maybe the most important advice is to be persistent. There is no such thing that science is hard. This is just a myth to me. What is hard is not to give up, to have the will, to be persistent, and know that you can do it. If you believe in yourself, there is nothing that you cannot conquer.